That Customs Division of the Ghana Revenue Authority, GRA, has debunked claims making rounds in the media that an unusual number of confiscated vehicles are being moved from the Tema port due to the change in government. Addressing a news conference at Tema, the sector commander, Confidence Nagy, said official data in the Ghana Customs Management System, GCMS, indicates that the allegation is without basis.
This is a press release concerning media reports on removal of confiscated vehicles at Tema Port. I wish to state that this information is inaccurate. Official data in the GCMS system indicates that this allegation is without basis. The general public is therefore advised to disregard such rumors. I wish to kindly advise media practitioners to contact the office of the sector commander on any issue relating to customs operations at the port before putting it out in the public domain.
The chief revenue officer in charge of outstore, Peter Alu, explained processes one has to go through before a vehicle is released from the terminals.
The law provides that when you bring in a vehicle to the port, you have 60 days within which to clear. If for any reason you are not able to clear it within the 60 days, you have to write to the head office and explain the reasons why you are not able to clear the vehicle within the 60 days. It could be that you had insufficient information, the information between you and the shipper, there were discrepancies. And when that is understood, you are given a letter which we call the first offer privilege. The first offer privilege is given to the owner of the vehicle who brought it and could not clear. You are given a letter, you come and pay the appropriate taxes, and then you will be expected to pay penalty in addition. 100 Ghana cedis per month. If it stays for 90 days, you are expected to pay another 100 Ghana cedis in addition to all the taxes that you are supposed to pay. The second category, when the vehicle overstays the 60 days and is gazetted, the vehicles are then allocated to various people depending on the demands they make to government. And that one, you will be given an allocation letter. Then you will come here and start the process.
The Assistant Commissioner at Tema Customs Division, Moli Awazi, said all vehicles released from the port have the requisite documentation backing their release.
Before you can take delivery of the vehicle, there must be a document to support clearance. And before you put in a declaration, you must have an allocation letter or a first offer letter. And you use that one to process the declaration. So there's no way a vehicle can leave the port without a declaration, except it's smuggled out. And so that is how come we are able to tell you that from the system, this is the number of vehicles that has left the port during this time.
That was Assistant Commissioner Tema Customs Division of the Ghana Revenue Authority, Moli Awazi.